Mervyn Lane adds,
"The biggest problem I have with speed cameras is that we don't see them as the sole saviour of reducing speed. It's always been my concern that irrespective of what technology you have in place, you still need to have police out there on the road pulling people over for whatever purpose it may well be. You still need to maintain that profile."
I think that police presence is a major deterrent. People do slow down when they see police. People are more cautious in their driving when they see police. But I do have a caveat to that. I think that argument is often used to say, well, we shouldn't do anything but put more police out there. And I don't think that logically follows. I think that you have to judge, well, how much does it cost to put a police officer out there? If you're going to run one car 24 hours a day, that's two or three shifts off police officers and the cost of the vehicle 365 days a year. For way, way less cost than that, you can put a camera in that will operate 24/7. So I don't think we should dismiss automated enforcement on the basis that police are very effective. Yes, police are effective. Automated enforcement is also effective. And really, you know, there's always a limited resource available to do road safety. So for that limited resource, I think the mix of police and automated enforcement is a good mix.
Have speed cameras changed driver behaviour? Michael DeRose.
We know that where we install speed cameras, we get a big change in behaviour. We've also done an evaluation of the speed cameras. So we know that because we installed our speed cameras where there's a existing crash problem, that crash problem is largely addressed. It tends to go away. However, if we're talking about more of a network compliance with speed limits, then we haven't really seen that. So there is more to be done on the enforcement side of this. But you can't do enforcement in isolation. It has to be done in tandem with education. So you actually have to always focus on making sure you bring the community with you, but you also bring the decision makers along with you.
Speeding heavy vehicles are a particular cause of concern for the road safety practitioners. Don Castledine comments.
A speeding heavy vehicle is a particularly lethal object simply because of the mass of the vehicle. And a crash involving a heavy vehicle, particularly a speeding heavy vehicle, is far, far more likely to be a fatal crash. Over the years, the RTA has been developing its safety cam system. That's a network of cameras across the state on the major highways that detect trucks, read the number plate on the trucks, and keep a record of where that truck is at certain times and calculates whether that truck is getting from place to place quicker than it should. And in that way, it's possible to monitor whether the truck is speeding and whether the driver is taking the required rest breaks. The safety cam system is unique. It was developed here in New South Wales. It's been in development since the early 90s, so it's had a long period of development, and I understand other states are beginning to introduce it now here in Australia.
The latest development in speed cameras are the so-called point-to-point cameras.
Netherlands developed a system we call point-to-point. They call section control. It's essentially two cameras some distance apart. It recognises one car at one point, timestamps it. Recognises the same car at the second point, timestamps it. It knows how much time you've travelled to get from point A to point B. And because it knows how far that distance is, it knows what your average speed has been over that distance. Now, they found that they had massive safety benefits. Noise was reduced. Pollution, carbon emissions was reduced. But what they found was that capacity increased. And secondly, safety improved markedly. Now, they didn't expect those two last ones. Now, that was a real turning point for them. So they've now started rolling this out everywhere. They've also done some community surveys, and it's found that the community actually accept this more than the instantaneous point and infringement because it's seen as fairer. The Dutch have rolled these out. These things are now being rolled out in England. They're in Italy, they're in Austria, they're in Czech Republic. It's really being rolled out extensively across Europe. We've had trial point-to-points operating in New South Wales for some years now. Victoria has installed six lengths, I believe, and they're monitoring the results of that. The Dutch have another variation to this. in that they have mobile point-to-point. Instead of installing it on a post such as we would and what we have, they actually have the capacity to put this in a car at one point and drive another car to another point and then link the two with satellite technology. It's quite interesting.
Is this coming to New South Wales as a general thing, do you think?
Yes, point-to-point is coming to New South Wales.